Chapter 12, Don't Brand Yourself, The Power of Strategic Shapeshifting, The Marketing Mistake That's Killing Your Win Rate. Every poker player has seen them, the characters at the table, the guy who always wears sunglasses and plays tight, the woman who talks constantly about being loose aggressive, the young player who's always mathematical and disciplined. They've branded themselves, and it's costing them a fortune. In business, branding makes sense. But poker isn't marketing, it's warfare, and in warfare, predictability is death. The moment you brand yourself at the poker table, you give opponents a roadmap to exploit you. You become readable, predictable, and ultimately beatable. The four poker brands and why they fail. Most players fall into one of four brands without realizing it. The Rock, always tight, always disciplined, only bets with strong hands. Exploitation, opponents bluff you relentlessly and steal your blinds. The Maniac, always loose, always aggressive. Plays too many hands from every position. Exploitation, opponents wait for strong hands and let you pay them off. The Mathematical Mind, always calculating, always optimal. Ignores opponent psychology for pure GTO. Exploitation, opponents use creative lines and exploitative play. The Reader, always hunting for tells and making hero calls. Overthink straightforward spots. Exploitation, opponents use reverse psychology and give false tells. The Problem, once opponents know your brand, they know exactly how to beat you. The Shapeshifter Advantage, the best players have no consistent brand. They adapt constantly to extract maximum value from each situation. Core Principle, your style should change based on your opponents, not your comfort zone. The Three Essential Styles, instead of one rigid brand, master three basic approaches. Tight aggressive against loose opponents. Play premium hands only. Bet aggressively for value. Let them do the calling and chasing. Loose aggressive against tight opponents. Play more hands in position. Apply pressure with bluffs. Make them fold their marginal holdings. Balanced against skilled opponents. Mix your strategies unpredictably. Use appropriate frequencies. Prevent them from finding patterns. The key, switch between these styles based on your opposition, not your mood. The image life cycle. Your table image evolves throughout a session. Managing this evolution is crucial. Stage 1. Unknown. First hour. No one knows how you play. Perfect time to gather information. Establish whatever image serves your strategy. Stage 2. Established. 1 to 3 hours. Opponents have categorized you. Exploit their assumptions. Consider strategic style shifts. Stage 3. Adjusted. 3+ hours. Smart opponents may have adapted. Time to change gears or change tables. Avoid becoming too predictable. Management strategy. Every 1 to 2 hours, evaluate whether your current approach is still optimal against the current opponents. 3. Practical shape-shifting techniques. 1. The gear change. When? After opponents have established a read on you. How? Dramatically shift from tight to loose or vice versa over 30 to 60 minutes. Why? Opponents will continue playing their counter strategy even after you've changed. 2. The situational shift. When? Table composition changes significantly. How? Adjust your style to counter the new dynamic. Why? Different opponents require different approaches. 3. The false pattern. When? Against observant opponents. How? Establish a pattern, then break it in a big pot. Why? They'll make incorrect assumptions based on your pattern. The fundamental balance. Important reality check. Shape-shifting enhances good fundamentals. It doesn't replace them. Against weak opponents, straightforward value betting often outperforms complex image manipulation. Against strong opponents, adaptability becomes more important as skill levels increase. The rule. Don't sacrifice solid play for the sake of being unpredictable. Implementation guide for beginning players. Master one solid style first, tight aggressive. Add basic adaptations gradually. Focus on fundamentals over image manipulation for intermediate players. Develop comfort with all three essential styles. Practice conscious gear changes. Monitor opponent adjustments to your play for advanced players. Integrate shape-shifting with sophisticated game theory. Use image management as a profit center. Balance exploitation with unexploitability. The mental game of shape-shifting. Psychological challenges. Staying mentally flexible. Avoiding attachment to any single style. Managing the increased complexity. Solutions. Think of styles as tools, not identities. Practice different approaches in low-stakes games. Accept that adaptability requires mental energy. When not to shapeshift. Avoid shapeshifting when you're tired or not mentally sharp, playing against very weak opponents. Your fundamentals need work. The session is short-term. Stick to solid basics in these situations. The bottom line, don't brand yourself. Don't limit yourself to one approach, one image, one way of playing. The shapeshifter's edge, opponents can't develop effective counter strategies. You extract maximum value from every opponent type. You're always surprising them instead of being surprised. Your reputation becomes unpredictable. Your brand should be having no brand. But remember, adaptability enhances skill. It doesn't replace it. Master the fundamentals first, then add strategic shapeshifting as a weapon in your arsenal. The game is constantly evolving. Your opponents are constantly learning. The optimal approach is constantly changing. Stay fluid, stay unpredictable, stay profitable. In the next chapter, we'll explore how this adaptive mindset applies to reading opponents and extracting information from their behavior. Because once you've mastered being unreadable, you need to master reading others.